Good evening, Dr. Schneck, dictating in 1280 KG on Diana Dell, D-E-L-L. On 8/9/23, Mrs. Dell performed a 1280 KG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. She has a left bundle branch block pattern, which is unchanged from her previous tracings period. Heart rate is 52, period. A paragraph impression, left bundle branch block pattern, comma, sinus bradycardia, unchanged. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Diana Dell. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 8/9/23, Mrs. Dell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Next. 6-minute walk test on Diana Dell. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 8/9/23, Mrs. Dell performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 96%, period. After walking 429 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Noble Clary, C-L-A-R-Y. This goes to Dr. Pieper and Dr. Swiger. On 8/9/23, Mr. Clary performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 2/15/23. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Monica D. Dominicis, D-E-D-O-M-I-N-I-C-I-S. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 8/9/23, Mrs. D. Dominicis performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 8/3/22. There's been no change period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Burr, B-U-R-R. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 8/9/23, Mr. Burr performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 4/6/23. There's been no change period in paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Ludlow. This goes to Dr. Newsom. 1/8/9/23. Mrs. Ludlow performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/11/23, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Norman Yao, Y-E-O. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 8/9/23, Mr. Yao performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95% period after walking 550 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation was 95%, period of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Raymond McQuaid, MC, capital Q-U-A-D-E. This goes to Cromwell Health. On 8/9/23, Mr. McQuaid performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, Pre and post bronchodilators for Ramachandran and John Hutton. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn on 8/9/23. Mr. Hutton performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/2/22, there's been a significant decrease in lung function period and paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression period. Thank you.